Today's Tanya for the 10th day of Kislev is in Kuntis Achron on Daf Kuf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 614. We are four lines from the top. After explaining the greatness and the virtue of the act of the mitzvah and how the act of the mitzvah stimulates, similar to a seed planted in the ground, it stimulates a higher koyach, a koyach that predates the destruction, the coming apart of the world of Tayu. It reaches to a place higher than that and brings that godliness down into the world. So the Alter Rebbe asks, it would seem that this would apply only to positive mitzvahs, but a negative mitzvah, in particular a mitzvah that very seldom happens, so that it doesn't really connect to the physical world, we would think that the fulfillment of negative mitzvahs, actually the avoidance of the negative mitzvahs and the study of their laws would not have the same effect. So now the Alter Rebbe will explain. There's another thing that is equal to all all kinds of study of the halacha and the doing of the mitzvah, both positive and negative. Because all love and fear that comes from intelligence, from knowledge of God, shel hamalochim hein bechinas nivrayim ayin liyesh vehein bechinas nefesh ruach debiya. The love and fear that the angel has, that comes from the angel's knowledge of God, all of this is created out of nothing. And this is what constitutes the soul of the worlds of Bia, the Nefesh and Ruach. Aval proti alochis, hein hamshochis chochmi lo, the Hamaitel Baruch Hu, the details of the halochis, is not merely a created condition, it's in fact the presence of divine wisdom of the Eibishter himself. Hamelubeshes begashmius, and it is clothed in the physical subject, or in the physical objects which make up the mitzvah. V'halbosha zu, eino kehalboshes chochmei lo, b'dechilu urechimu sichli. And this presence of God in the mitzvah, where it is clothed in the physical thing, is not the same as the presence of God that is clothed in the love and fear that comes from knowledge of God. The hosom alavushu ma'ilam u'masti ligamri kehester ve'helam ha'oret ha'chumri is ligabri chochmei lo ha'melibeshes bo, because there, in the love and fear, the presence of God is so concealed. He is so clothed within the love and fear and the intelligence that produces them that it is like the concealment of the mundane physical object concealing the godliness that is within it. As it says, Kulam b'chochma osisa, all was created with wisdom. God made it all with wisdom. But the suggested meaning is that all of them are equal. Chochma and action, chochma and osisa, are all equal to God. That even chochma is like a simple act. Because in chochma, godliness is as God is as concealed as in the physical act. V'haino, which means the external part of the external vessels of Malchus of Atzilus as it expresses itself in the world of Asiya. Shehi misuteres legamri beruach nefesh da Asiya. This is concealed completely in the ruach and the nefesh of the world of Asiya. The same is true also in the world of Bria, that is higher than the world of Asiya, But even the world of Bria is in the created condition, and the creation always conceals its creator. Mash'ein ken halachis. On the other hand, the study of halachis, harei ha'oras ha'chochma me'ira ben begili. The presence of God's wisdom is revealed there and visible. Olevushu asiyo derech mave levad. The garment of asiyo, where the halacha has to come through the various chains of worlds. It comes through the world of Asiya as well, but it is not changed by Asiya. It merely passes through it in the process of coming down to this world. As for example, on Yontiv, when the kindness of Atzilus is completely enwrapped, clothed in the kindness of Bria, Chaya Elam Haza Agashmi, Al Yedei Ma'aveh Chesed Yitzir Vasiya, it gives life to the physical world, this kindness, by coming through, passing through the kindness of Yitzira and the kindness of Asiya, in order for it to become a kindness in the physical. Hanikra Gamken Islapshus, this passing through is also called clothing, that the chesed is clothed in them, even though it's merely passing through. She'im leikein, because if not, if it wasn't clothed in them at all, lehaya poil begashmi selim hazeh, then it wouldn't have any effect in this physical world. Av shegashmi selim hazeh. The physical certainly conceals godliness completely once it comes down into the physical. It conceals even the kindness of the world of Asiya. But in the study of halacha, you're not dealing with a literal physical thing, because the halacha, hibechinas rotzin hanimshich mechachmei lo, the halacha is God's will that derives from the divine wisdom. Which determines whether the lenient path should be taken or the stringent path. But this will and this wisdom is yered u'meir b'vechinas gili b'gashmias. It descends and reveals itself in the physical. Kamayim hayerdim emokim gveya, like water that descends from a high place to a lower place, and yet doesn't change in the process. It is the same water being transported from the higher place to the lower. But the dover hagashmi atzmei, the physical thing itself, shebei medaberes halacha, concerning which the halacha is debating, discussing, be'emes u'masti legamri, it does conceal completely. K'mei amachlif parah b'chamei, v'chein boser ha'pigul le'lei pigul, the kosher, the exchanging a cow for a donkey, or the verdict concerning the meat of the sacrifice, whether it is pigul or it is not pigul and kosher. So this is an answer to the question that the Rebbe posed in the beginning of the shiur. Does the study of those laws that are negative commandments and commandments that don't occur very frequently, does the study of those halachas also produce the same benefits as the study of positive mitzvahs? So that's why the Alter Rebbe is saying that the halacha itself is not gashmias, and therefore, although the gashmias conceals God, the halacha and the study of it does not. Which means that all created conditions conceal the godliness that is in them. And that would include the love and fear that comes from intelligence, even that of the angels, conceals the godliness that is there. Whereas in the study of the halacha, God's will is completely obvious and revealed. Zak, two lines from the bottom. Zak, halacha bi'atzma im hatam haniglo. The halacha itself, with its apparent reason, he mebechinas malchus de b'riya, that's on the level of malchus of b'riya. The yitzizo, on the two worlds of b'riya and yitzizo, the bechinas neshomo shehu alikus hamachayu mahave nefesh ruach de b'riya, because the neshomo, which is the godliness that enlivens and gives existence to the lower levels of nefesh and ruach in the worlds of Bri, Yetzira, Siyo, Shehein Dechilu, Rechim, Rishal HaMalochim, the nefesh and ruach in the world of Briya is basically the love and fear of the angels and the souls of that world. Dechilu, Rechim, Rishal HaMalochim, V'hanisham, Yitzvachabad, Shalohem, Ayim, Liyesh, all of this is created out of nothingness by the neshama of Bri and Yitzira. V'lochein him meravet emeina kedem shiyad oleilam hazeh kamayim hayed. Therefore it satisfies their thirst before they descend into this world like water that descends from a higher place to a lower place. V'gamacha shiyad ol asiya, and even after descending to the world of asiya from the world of Bri Yitzira, it remains much higher than the Chabad of Asiya. So this element of divine Chachma that expresses itself in Malchus of Bri Yitzira, which is the Halacha, the details of the Halacha, even after it comes down into the world of Asiya, it remains much, much higher than the Chabad of Asiya. Afilu de bechinas neshama. So there is a difference now between the way that the godliness of a world dresses itself, clothes itself, even in the Chabad of that world, in the highest attributes of the world, so that the neshama of the world, which is the godliness of the world, is concealed when it clothes itself in the attributes of that world, in the love and fear or the nefesh and ruach of that world of Bri Yitzira, and thereby in being concealed it does not bring to that lower world, to the attributes of the world, it does not bring the essence of the level of Atzilus. On the other hand, the divine wisdom, which is the halacha, when it clothes itself in the neshama of each world, in other words, in the godliness of each world, the godliness of the world does not conceal the divine wisdom, which is from Atzilus. And therefore, the halacha clothes itself in each world, in the godliness of that world, bringing to the world the essence of godliness, the level of Chachma Ilah, of wisdom on the Madrega, on the level of Atzilus. In the Hayyim Yom for the 10th of Kislev, the Yud Kislev, it says that the Mittler Rebbe on this day in the year Tov Kuf Pei Zayin was released from imprisonment in the city Vitebsk. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, it became known that they had slandered the Mittler Rebbe to the government, and on the day, Sunday of Parsha Noyach, it was the 28th day of Tishrei, he traveled with armed guards from Lubavitch, and towards evening he came to the town of Dobromysl. There he said a maimer, the maimer Mayim Rabim, and on Monday he traveled from there until Lozhna. And there he said a maimer, Rishpeha Rishpe, And on Tuesday, he traveled from there, from Lozhne, to Vitebsk, and he was there, imprisoned, until Sunday of Parshat Vayishlach, which was Yud Kislev.